Hi, welcome to Kaya Pala Podcast, a weekly show dedicated to young millennials who are on their journey to discovering how to actually live and not just exist. Tara, let's figure out how we can turn our Kaya Kaya to Kaya Pala. Hi, welcome to Kaya Pala Podcast with me, Maddie, here to discuss with you a very interesting topic for today. What course would you take if money wasn't an issue? Sabi nila, the way we can rise above poverty is through education. That's something I strongly believe in, and I am very much for education. But what is the reason why you cannot get a proper education is through poverty? Maraming Pilipino ang hindi nakatuloy makapag-aral ng kolehiyo dahil sa mahal na gastusin. Nandyan yung pang-matrikula, pang-project, equipment, lalo na ngayon, no, digital na halos lahat, so everyone should have their own computer. Otherwise, mapag-iiwanan ka talaga. Dati, okay pa kasi pag nag-rent ka sa computer shop, understandable pa yun, maitatawid mo pa eh. Maliban pa dyan, kailangan meron kang budget, pamasahe mo araw-araw, pangkain, grabe noon, dami. According to Statista.com, as of 2020, the monthly average salary of a Filipino household was approximately 45,000 Philippine pesos. Malaki na yan ha. Mas madalas sa lower income families, maswerte na kung aabot ng 30,000 yung family income nyo. A lot of people would have at least 15,000, malaki na yun. Kasi lalo na yung mga simple earners natin, maswerte na sila kung meron silang 12,000 pesos na sahod sa isang buwan. So 45,000 is a good it's a good salary for a Filipino family, I would say. So ipagpalagay natin 45,000 pesos nga in a year. Meron kang 585,000 pesos kasama na dyan ang 13th month pay, no? Unless you are in one of the universities that offers free college education assigned by President Duterte in 2018, your parents or kung sino man ang gumagastos ng pag-aaral mo would have to pay somewhere between 70,000 to 250,000 pesos annually for a college-level education. Minsan nga, mas mataas pa, depende sa university ha, kung saan ka naka-enroll. Matrikula lang yan ha. Hindi pa natin pinag-uusapan yung ibang expenses involved. Eh, papaano naman kung kailangan mo pang lumuwas para pumasok sa eskwela? A dormitory would cost you a few more thousand pesos. Grabe, no? Now, balik tayo dun sa sample household income natin na 585,000. Bawasan natin, sabihin natin ng 150,000 for college tuition and another 50,000 para sa miscellaneous expense. That's 200,000 off from your annual family income. Meron na lang tayong natitirang 385,000. Now, hatiin natin yan sa 12 months. You have now 32,000 pesos a month para sa expenses nyo. That would include, you know, food, utilities, renta ng bahay kung nagre-rent man, savings, health expenses. It's impossible to attain financial freedom sa ganitong setup, eh, no? Eh, what if hindi ka lang nag-iisa, may mga kapatid ka pang nag-aaral? Imagine, ganyan ka-hectic and stressful para makapasok ka sa magagandang university dito sa Pilipinas. So, yung iba nating mga kabataan, they resort to quitting college at magtrabaho na lang, o kaya naman mag-working student. O di naman kaya, piliin yung kurso na alam nilang pinakamura para lang masabi na makapagtapos sila ng pag-aaral kahit hindi naman talaga nila gusto yun. It is indeed a blessing and a privilege to be able to go through your college education without having to worry about these things. Yung di ka mamamroblema kung saan kayo kukuha ng pang-tuition yung next semester, pambaon nyo today, yung mga ganun, yung mga basic expenses na pagtitingnan mo, hindi naman siya, feeling mo hindi siya ganun kabigat, pero if you are in a situation na talagang limited yung pinagkukulang nyo ng budget, that's a huge thing. I personally experienced this firsthand. I came from a very low income family earner. My mom at the time was a sidewalk vendor, while yung papa ko naman works as a construction worker. I have three elder sisters who were studying at that time, plus ako pa na pumasok sa college. So imagine the struggle. My gosh, we are barely making 45K a month, ha? How I wish meron kaming ganung income dati. At meron pang apat na college girls. It was really a massive headache. Kahit nasabihin natin sa public ako nag-aaral nun, and pati yung mga kapatid ko, it's still a headache. Kasi hindi lang naman tuition ang puproblemahin mo. Like I mentioned, kailangan nyo yung pambaon, pamasahe, pamproject, lahat yun. Kailangan isipin ng magpapaaral sa'yo. So I had no choice back then but to quit college to give way for my elder sister so she could finish hers. Nagtrabaho ako and I supported her studies till she graduated with the help naman of other family members din. So sisimula na nag-drop out ako, I had to work and got exposed with the different facets of the industry na napasukan ko. So it made my eyes open to different opportunities that led me to where I am now. And when I look back, thankful pa ako ah, na di ko natapos yung pag-aaral ko because the course that I enrolled at that time is not something that I imagine myself doing for the rest of my life ngayon ah. But that's another story for another day. So anyway, going back, if money wasn't an issue, anong course ang ititake mo nung college? Back then, I took up BS Education kasi that's something that I thought I like doing. Simula kasi nung bata pa ako, bet na bet ko yung mga feeling ko ako yung teacher. Yun yung mga laro ko dati eh. And modesty aside, I excelled at school from primary to high school. And people would always say na I have a talent in teaching. So growing up, yun yung nabuo sa isip ko na I'm cut for teaching. And mas mura din kasi siya. So feeling ko yun na talaga yun. Pero another course at that time that I was really looking to explore was mass communication. Dati kasi sobrang curious ko talaga doon. As in gustong gusto ko siya. Yung mga nagbabasa ako sa dyaryo, as if ako yung news anchor, ginagaya ko yung mga napapanood ko sa TV. I would always be amazed by the news anchors whenever I have the chance to watch TV. And I love listening to radio as well. Yung mga drama tuwing tanghali at gabi, yun, sanay na sanay ako makinig doon. Pati yung AM radio, kasi dahil sa mama ko nga, habang nagtatrabaho kasi siya or naglilinis siya ng bahay o nagpiprepare siya ng mga ititindi niya for the day, AM radio yung background niya. So, I grew up listening to AM radio as well. My heart would always pound at the thought of being on the radio someday, you know, nung teenager pa lang ako up until nag-enroll ako ng college. Yun talaga siya, parang sobrang excited ko pag naiisip ko yun. But dahil nga expensive daw mag-aral ng mass comm, I had no other choice but to pursue yung education nga kasi mas mura. So yes, kung di problema ang money back then, I would definitely go for mass comm as my course in college. I would choose the best uni na nag-offer ng course na yon, and I imagine myself having the time of my life studying because I don't have to worry about anything. I just have to focus on my studies. And actually, that's one of my what-ifs in life. Like, kung nakag-aral kaya ako, kahit hindi sa college, from primary to high school, na ang focus ko lang talaga ay mag-aral, ano kaya ang magbabago sa akin today? Mas magiging masigasig ba ako career-wise, achiever? Mas may self-confidence kaya or parehas lang? Iba kasi kapag you are focused lang sa pag-aaral as opposed to nag-iisip kang ayusin yung pag-aaral mo and after ng pag-aaral mo, treat ka naman sa pagtulong sa paghahanap buhay. People who experienced the same situation can relate, no? It is exhausting and you feel like you really can't be to your fullest potential talaga. It might even be the reason why for some people, they aren't as achiever in their career or some other aspects of their life. Kasi they're not used to being the best version of themselves, even though they have this innate talent. Yung sapat lang sa kanila na makaget by dun sa situation na yun. So, ayun na nga. Yes, pretending I took up mass comm in college, I would have applied at radio stations for my internship. Probably as a radio DJ. Alam niyo yung mga dati, sa mga familiar dyan sa, ano, sa FM, usong-uso dati yung Monster Radio RX93.1. Meron silang session doon na they get college students from different unis to host one of their shows. Ayun, grabe talaga. Bet na bet ko talaga yun. As in, magde-daydream ako nun na sana isa ako dun sa mga nag-DJ at that time. So, I would have taken that internship and attended gigs for fun, mga music festivals, workshops that would have exposed me to different career opportunities as soon as I graduated. Grabe, I can't imagine how exciting and thrilling my college life would have been. Pero, you know, now that I am an adult and working na, I'm earning my own money and I get to do what I want. I realized there is no such thing as being too late because we have our own timeline. And I know for some people, you might have read or heard this somewhere, and you might say cliche, ganyan. Pero it's something that has came to be true for me at least recently, lalo na nung pandemic. Right now, mas naiintindihan ko yung sarili ko. I know what my strengths are, what my weaknesses are, dahil na din sa mga experiences na pinagdaanan ko. And I know kung ano yung magandang ipursue ko if ever na mag-aaral ako ulit. Being in this pandemic situation made me realize a lot of things, and that one of them is that being with my loved ones and family, and kami ay nasa mabuting kalusugan, there is nothing more precious. It's a non-negotiable. And dahil nga nag-work na ako and I'm earning my own money, it's just like being in that situation where, although sa hindi na problema ang money ngayon, pero I have the freedom and the leverage at least to choose what I want and pursue what I want and work even harder for it, no? I also have the opportunity now to rekindle what I love back then, and that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast. It is sad that a lot of Filipinos might be in the same predicament as I was before, but there are many, many ways to get yourselves educated kung hindi pa totally afford ang college. And as long as your goal is to finish your studies, at hindi ka naman mawawala dun sa track na yun, even though marami kang mai-experience along the way, you can go still pursue it. Education is not just having to finish your college degree. It's actually defined as both the act of teaching knowledge to others and the act of receiving knowledge from someone else. So it's a give and take situation. Some of us may have taken a different route but got educated along the way. It might be through your personal experiences, yung mga practical skills na na-acquire mo sa work, yung mga experiences mo wherever it is that life has taken you. Skills na pick up mo, how you talk to people, kung ma-PR ka, na nakakapag-close ka ng sales, or you're able to, you know, bring in more revenue to the table, o kaya naman, it's the simplest act of doing your job properly and maintaining that standard. That's something that you're well-educated about. Some way, somehow, we are being educated as we go through life. It's a lifelong learning. Now, when you're ready, balik ka lang dun sa path na gusto mong tahakin, you know, somewhere in your timeline. Like, kung na-stop ka dito sa middle part and you feel like ready ka nang balikan yun, balik ka lang. If it's to finish college or gusto mong mag-start na panibagong kurso based sa kung ano pakaramdam mo ngayon na gusto mo at kailangan mo, go ahead. Do not be pressured by the society kung ano na yung achievements ng mga kabatch mo or whatever, yung mga nakikita mo sa social media. Easier said than done, believe me. But once you learn to focus on yourself and your own progress, napakalaki ng mawawalang pasanin sa dibdib mo. Kasi wala kang kinukompetensyang kahit sino. Ang kakompetensya mo lang is ikaw, yung sarili mo, kung nag-improve ka ba today than you were yesterday. At the end of the day, what is important is that you appreciate yourself and what you have accomplished, whether big or small. Be proud of yourself. You're the only one who knows what you had to go through to be where you are at now. Huwag mong hanapin yung appreciation sa labas from other people. Kasi most of the time, naku, madi-disappoint ka lang. Learn to appreciate yourself and live your life on your own terms. So if I'm going to ask you, if money wasn't an issue, what course would you have taken or what profession would you have ideally chosen? Share your answers with me on Facebook at Kaya Pala Podcast. I would really, really love to hear from you and your experiences. Till next time, ciao! Thank you for listening to Kaya Pala Podcast with me, Maddie. If you like this episode, connect with me on Instagram at BeMaddified or Facebook at Kaya Pala Podcast. You can also message me with your feedback, questions, or simply share your story. See ya!